Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Suffolk Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Tim Passmore, the Conservative Party candidate. James Sandback, Liberal Democrats. Rachel Smith Light, Green Party. Robin Wales, Labour and Cooperative Party. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Suffolk. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Suffolk Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Tim Passmore, the Conservative Party candidate. Election statement. I have lived and worked in Suffolk all my life and remain dedicated to improving the lives of Suffolk residents and keeping them safe. Good policing supports economic growth, benefiting everyone. It's been my privilege to have served as your police and crime commissioner since 2012. We are fortunate to have one of the best police forces in the country. Suffolk remains one of the safest areas in England and Wales. Suffolk now has even more police officers, with over 230 extra recruited since 2021. Bringing the total to around 1,425 today. I care deeply about Suffolk's people and businesses and will continue to fight for a fairer Home Office funding settlement. Additional funding has established new policing teams to deal with organised crime, shoplifting and antisocial behaviour. The illegal drugs trade continues to be targeted, the number of county lines cut by two-thirds. Significant new resources are targeting rural crime and violence against women and girls. Preventing crime is just as important as solving crime, and I will press to recruit more officers. I will continue to raise awareness about the dangers of illegal drug use and its impact on other crimes. We must do more to protect homes and businesses. As well as fighting and preventing crime, I am committed to ensuring all victims and witnesses of crime receive the support required to cope with the impact of crime. Our work with the voluntary /charitable sector is crucial. Finally, improving public trust and confidence is very important. I will continue to listen and consult with all businesses and communities. For a fuller list of my achievements and manifesto for the next 4 years, visit my website or contact me. Prepared by Jeff Holdcroft. On behalf of Tim Passmore, both of 4 Cumberland Street, Woodbridge, IP12 4AU. Contact details. Telephone number 07947 942 539. Website https://tim4suffolkpcc.wixsite.com/my-site. Email timpassmore@btinternet.com. Twitter https://twitter.com/tim4suffolkpcc. LinkedIn https://www.linkedin.com/in/tim-passmore-81A4010. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/tim4suffolkpcc. James Sandback, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. The Liberal Democrats in Suffolk have a clear commitment to abolish the office of the Police and Crime Commissioner and put that money into frontline police services, crime prevention and victim support. The functions of the PCC, such as budget setting, scrutiny and crime prevention, could be handled at county council level. We have not seen any added value from the PCC role in Suffolk, with no significant change in the funding formula. The poor deal that Suffolk Policing gets from central government, ours is the 4th lowest funded force per resident in the country, or a priority focus on rural policing. Instead, demands for yet more savings, increases in presets, police station and front desk closures have resulted. There are now just 3 police stations in Suffolk, open for public inquiries, and Suffolk Police has lost 75% of their Police Community Support Officers, PCSOs, since 2015. Yet the Office of Suffolk PCC has cost the taxpayer around £4.5 million in the last 5 years in running costs, salaries and expenses for the office. This election is your chance to send a message that this waste of money must end. With local crime services stretched, more money should be put directly into the front line, not political sinecures. If elected, I will refuse to take up the position and will not claim any salary or expenses. My mission will be to campaign to get rid of the PCC in Suffolk and see resources redirected to fighting crime and supporting victims. As Lib Dem leader Ed Davey has said, right across the country, police and crime commissioners have failed to tackle rural crime. The role needs to be abolished so that resources can go into what really matters, improving frontline policing. Approved, John Whitehouse, 9 Marsh Lane, Summer Leighton, Suffolk, NR325QX. Contact details. Website https://www.suffolklibdems.uk. Email jamessandback@hotmail.com. Rachel Smith Light, Green Party. election statement. Suffolk needs a police and crime commissioner prepared to fight for safe and resilient communities. My name is Rachel Smith-Light, and I am your Green Party candidate to be the police and crime commissioner for Suffolk. As a councillor and cabinet member for the environment at East Suffolk District Council, I have already been speaking up for our community. Change can come. A year ago, 26% voted for the Green Party in council elections across Suffolk, compared to 35% for Conservative, 21% for Labour, 12% for Lib Dem, and 6% for others. Greens are now part of the administration of three of the county's six councils. Your vote can make a difference. Our police force is under serious pressure. Officers are having to plug the gap left by struggling court and mental health services. We have seen an erosion of frontline policing, with the beat seemingly a thing of the past. I would resist further cuts to our critical police service in Suffolk, send a message to the government that people need police back on the ground, while seeking to ensure officers feel supported, resourced and valued to do the best job they can. I would stand up for vulnerable people, including women suffering domestic violence and people of colour being targeted by stop and search. Finally, I would make environmental and wildlife crime a higher priority, protecting the unique local environment that I know we are passionate about here in Suffolk. A vote for me is a vote to tell central government that our hard-working police force need the funding and investment to keep us all safe. If you have any questions, you can contact me by email. Rachel Smith-Light's statement has been prepared by me, Marie Adams, Acorn Cottage, Kelsale, Saxmundham, Suffolk, IP17 2QY. Contact details, email RAYCHWON, @gmail.com. Robin Wales, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election statement. It's time for a change. The Conservative record on policing and crime in Suffolk is awful. As the Conservative parliamentary candidate for West Suffolk says, we need to be much tougher on crime, so there's a better police presence in our towns. This is what the Conservatives think about crime and policing after their own party has been running policing in Suffolk for 11 years. I moved to Suffolk in 2019, after serving 16 years as elected mayor of Newham in East London. I tackled bureaucracy and waste so successfully that I froze council tax for 10 years without cutting services, funded 40 additional police officers, worked with police to cut knife crime by two-thirds, and prosecuted over 1,200 criminal landlords. Our police officers had a higher arrest rate than their colleagues elsewhere. I stand on my proven record and will apply the same rigour to improve policing and reduce crime in Suffolk. If elected, I will sweep away bureaucracy, save money and focus resources on catching criminals. My priorities: enforce the law by improving detection rates and arresting more criminals. 90% of neighbourhood crimes are currently unsolved. Clean up our towns. Targeting county lines and taking a zero-tolerance approach to shoplifting and antisocial behaviour. Tackle rural crime. I will do this by delivering efficiency savings and reinvesting in frontline policing, supporting our hard-working, dedicated police officers and support staff, allocating additional police to be tasked locally. Let those who live in an area decide policing priorities. This fight is between Labour and Conservative. A vote for anyone else will mean 4 more years of inaction on crime. Don't waste your vote. Catch criminals, enforce the law, reduce crime. Promoted by John Cook, 33 Silent Street, Ipswich, IP2 1TF. Contact details. Website: https://www.ipswich-labour.org.uk/category/police-crime-commissioner-2024. Email: robinwales4pcc@gmail.com. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Suffolk. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Suffolk. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Suffolk on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Passmore, Tim, the Conservative Party candidate; Sandbach, James, Liberal Democrats; Smith Light, Rachel, Green Party; Wales, Robin, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Ian Gallin, West Suffolk House, Western Way, Bury St Edmunds, IP 33 3YU. Elections at westsuffolk.gov.uk. 01284 757 131. http://suffolkpro.onesuffolk.net. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.